I was there that night in Bethlehem. And when Neil and the boys came to the moon, that tin can at Gettysburg, Omaha Beach in Vietnam. I heard every soldier's cry, every mama's prayer. I was there. I was there when you took your first breath, and when you lit that stolen lucky strike like to choke to death. You were waist deep in Carter's Creek, and Pastor John dumped you down in the water and raised you up for air. I was there. I'm always around. I was then and I am now, and I'll be here when tomorrow comes. When a road comes to an end, I'm where you start again. I'm never farther than a word away. You've always got a friend. When your grandma passed, I was in that house. And when your grandpa ran down the streets of gold to show her around, I was there. I'm always around. I was then and I am now, and I'll be here when tomorrow comes. When a road comes to an end, I'm where you start again. I'm never farther than a word away. You've always got a friend. I was there last night on Highway 9 when you answered the phone and ran right through that stop sign. I was in the cab of that big rig in that trucker's ear. Made him swerve to the right and miss you by a hair. I was there. If you're feeling alone, look up. I'm the one who answers prayer. And I'm always there. Appreciate y'all putting up with me, amen, when I do stuff like that, amen. It's not that I think I'm anything special at all, but I felt earlier today the Lord deal with me that somebody need to know he's with you, no matter what. Even when you ain't doing good, he's there. Come on, some of y'all should have said amen on that. Even when you're not as holy as you want to be, he's still holy. He's so holy, he can walk into your unholiness with you. Now, don't misunderstand me. Don't get it twisted. He's not going to condone your sin. Amen. But the Bible said he did not come into this world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Aren't you glad for that? I'm so thankful for that. Amen. That's what I don't understand about churches that say some people aren't welcome. That just don't make a bit of sense. What's a church for if people aren't welcome? I mean, what we've done is God set churches up to be clinics, to be hospitals for sinners. But we've made them museums for saints. Woo! Some of y'all shake off some cobwebs and say amen. Amen. Because if we're not careful, it becomes my church. If we're not careful, it becomes, well, you know, somebody told us one time, well, look who, you know, this person, I'm trying not to say Sammy, but it was Sammy. I was trying not to. I really was. I'm sorry. He told him, he said that somebody was complaining because the church was growing. And he said, but man, look at how many people are coming, people getting saved every Sunday. And somebody looked at him and said, yeah, but look who they are. Ain't that what they said? Boy, that's going to take you to hell. That attitude is going to take you to hell because look who you are. We're all just whosoever's. That's why I say, and I know this makes some of y'all flinch. I get that. But that's why I tell people, if you went out and got drunk on Saturday night, come to church on Sunday. Where else could it be a better place for you to be? Get sober here. If you shot up in the parking lot, come on in. Oh, come on. There ain't nobody going to come in and act stupid. We're not going to allow that. But we want sinners. Even if they act like sinners just before they get to the door. Come on, let me walk down through here. Amen. It's a Wednesday night faithful crowd, so y'all just going to have to listen to me tonight. Come on. Amen. If we're not careful, we get this mindset of what church ought to be, and it's perfect people. Ain't nobody in here perfect. And anybody who thinks they are, please come to this altar. It's open. Because I'm going to tell you right now, you just as messed up. Now, you might not smoke, you might not drink, you might not do drugs, but your tongue long as your leg. Come on. And it's a sin either way. So what we do is we pick and choose our sins. Now, you better not be no drug addict, because I'm going to talk about you if you is. And you just as big a sinner as a drug addict is. Hello, we got quiet in here. The Bible, you know what? The seven deadly sins in Proverbs never does not speak of alcohol or drugs. It does talk about gossip. Woo! Running swift to run to hurt people. Let's talk about sin. You know something that blows my mind about preachers, and I don't like preachers. Y'all know that, but. I don't trust most of them. Anyway, one thing I've never understood about preachers is, man, they'll get up and wear alcohol and drugs and smoking, and I mean just go down the line, and they weigh 400 pounds. They forgot the one about gluttony. Hello? Why is it so quiet in here? I mean, I'm not talking about anybody here. Y'all got thyroid problems. I know what y'all's deal is. Woo! Y'all gotta love me. You know you do. Come on now. Come on now. Amen. Brother Jamie, let's read. Let's read some scripture before I get in any more trouble. Amen. I wanna preach to you for just a few minutes. I'm gonna try not to hold you long, but I know that when we read through the Bible, this is something I want to challenge you. This is the way we're gonna combat the way the world is doing and things it's telling and things that, because I'm telling you, if all you do is get your news from the TV, you are in bad shape. Because you believe in stuff that they made up to lie to you. Amen. And I'm not just Fox News too. Amen. I like Fox better than I like the rest of them, but they're all owned by the same people. And they're all reprobates. Ain't none of them godly. Hello? Oh, I done offended your little Fox thing, huh? Okay. Well, you in for a long night then. Amen. Again, if all you're doing, a guy told me years ago, he said, if you don't watch the news, but you read the newspaper, you're just as misinformed. It's just lies in written form. Amen. And that's right. I remember, you know what? I remember when we used to get the Sunday paper. Y'all remember that big old gray? It used to be big, thick, man. And man, I would spend the rest of the week going through it. I mean, it was huge. And then they quit doing that, and now I went to digital. I wonder why they did that. It's easier to spread a lie. A whole lot easier. Amen. I know y'all, some of y'all think, I wish you'd go ahead and preach. I am preaching. You just can't tell it. Proverbs 3, chapter 3, verse 1. My son, let me say something. You know this. But anytime it says my son, the reason he's saying that is because he's talking to his son. But this applies to women. Everything that says son means daughter. Everything that says woman means man. Everything that says man means woman. So don't get hung up on genders, although there are only two. Yeah, I'm into it now. I just feel like touching on everything. I'm touching on all of it tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. How are you going to keep his commandments if you don't read the Bible? How are you going to know the law of God if you don't read his word? I ain't never, you can't no more, it's going to get stout. I know you can't no more be a Christian and not read the Bible than you can be a human being and not breathe. It's that simple. I don't read the Bible. I don't understand it. You a lie. You just ain't tried. Because if you apply yourself and read, you will understand it. The Holy Spirit will see to it. Amen. I ain't never understood people say, I don't understand the Bible. Well, that's because you ain't ever tried. Hey, I actually had a guy. I'm going to keep hang on. I had a guy tell me he was a crack mechanic. Man, he could read industrial stuff. It was crazy. But he told me he couldn't understand the Bible. I said, you a lie. Oh, what do you mean? I don't understand all them these and thous. I said, you don't know what thee means? You don't know what thou means? Well, yeah, I know, but I said, then quit lying. Man, you'll sit down and figure out a puzzle, but you won't even try the Bible? Now, that's something funny. Our first class we had, the Misfits class, they did. I ain't never seen 30 people try to figure out a 12-piece puzzle. It was 24 pieces. But anyway, they was gathered around. I mean, everybody's trying. Until finally Ashley said, let me do this. Amen. She finally put the last few pieces together. But I have thought about that several times. That's exactly the way we do God sometimes. We give him the first 30 minutes, and then after that, let me do this, God. I got it. Hello. Amen. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. That's his word and his law. His commandments will add to your life. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. What does that mean? It's still talking about his word. Put his word so much in your heart. Bind it around your neck, man. Amen. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding. Listen to this. In the sight of God and man. You start reading the word, living the word, going by the word, people around you get nicer. Maybe it's because you did. Because when you get the word in here, it comes out here. Woo! Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So the more word you got in your heart, the more comes out your mouth. Hallelujah. I was working with a guy one time and he had got saved. He told me, he said, Brother John, the only thing I'm really worried about is, man, I cuss a lot. And he did. I worked with him. He was. But he got saved on Sunday night. Monday morning, I said, let's pray before we start work. We're finishing sheetrock. So we prayed. He went to work. Never said a cuss word all day long. He got off work that evening. He said, Brother John, I don't believe I said a bad word all day long. I said, do you know why? He said, why? I said, because it ain't in here no more. And when it ain't in here, it don't come out here. Ooh, that's for some of y'all that slip every now and then. If it ain't in here, it won't come out here. Amen. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Do you see this? Do you understand what's going on here? Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways. How many ways? On Sunday morning? On Wednesday night? In all thy ways. Man, I wouldn't give you a plug nickel for a person who said they was a Christian on Sunday and didn't act like it on Monday. Because that's not trusting in all thy ways. Here's the other deal. People that call on the name of the Lord when they need something. When their kid's sick. When the money ain't meeting in the middle. Then they pray. That ain't trusting in all thy ways. That's a trusting in troubled ways. Woo! I'm preaching tonight, man. I love this. In all thy ways acknowledge him and he shall direct thy path. If you give him your heart, if you give him everything, he takes hold of your feet. If you'll give him, my God, I feel like preaching that right there. If you'll give him your heart, amen, your mind goes with your heart, right? Amen, your mouth goes with your heart, right? Guess what else goes with your heart? Because when he's got your heart, you won't go where you shouldn't go. You won't be running around people. They ain't doing right. They ain't doing helping you. They're going to pull you down. You why? Because the Spirit won't let you. The Holy Spirit, I can't tell you that. Now, I'm not real good at shutting up, but there's been many times the Spirit said, whoop, shut up, boy, shut up. And I'm telling you, oh, I know I'm the only one here. I can tell by the rest of y'all, y'all don't never have no problem with your tongue. Yeah, you better not say nothing, Rayleigh. I see she's grinning over ear to ear, so she's wanting to come up and shout right now. Amen, I can tell it. If we're not careful, listen to me, this is the number one thing. If we can get any one thing at level ground, this is what I like for us to get. Let's just be real with God. Let's just be real. If you're hurting, man, don't come in. Come in hurting. Tell somebody so we can pray with you. That's what we want to do. Man, I'm not here just to impress you or make you feel good or even make you laugh. That's not what I'm here for. I'm here to help you get to heaven. And if you've had a hard week, I want to pray with you. And there's a bunch of folks in here that do. But the only way you're going to get to the point where God can direct your steps is if he's got your heart. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And here's what we do. Lean not to thine own understanding. So we're going to figure it out instead of giving it up. Let me finish. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. That means good health, brother. If you'll just do what God says do. Honor the Lord. Why y'all preach on tithing? The Bible don't say nothing about tithing. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty. Are you realizing he gives you a promise and then he says, if you'll do this, then this is the promise. If you honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruit of thy, so shall thy barns be filled with plenty. Reason some of y'all barns lacking? Because you slacking. Come on. You ain't doing your part, but you want God to do his part. Hypocrite. Come on. Oh, we can call it. Let me find a nicer word. Watered down Christian. Is that any better? If you'll honor God, I can't pay tithes. Then you're happy with your barns like they are. This is a promise. You got to understand. This is not Brother John. Well, you're just preaching that because it benefits you. It don't benefit me one way or the other. And that's the honest truth. I have said for many, many years, I don't preach paying tithes to help me. I preach paying tithes to help you. Because the promise says your barns will be full. Whoa. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. You know what new wine is, don't you? That's the Spirit of God. Amen. You drier than a cracker juice right now. You sitting there going, man, I don't even know if I feel God. Check up. Check up. Amen. My son despised, I love this scripture right here. My son despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. I'm going to tell you right now, if you can't take God's correction, you ain't going to stay with us long. Because Brother John, I can't do nothing to you. All I can do is tell you what God told me to tell you. I can't make you feel bad. I can't deal with you in a midnight hour. I can't convict you, but God can. Hallelujah. And you know, some of the greatest lessons I've ever learned is when I heard no. I didn't like it. I don't get it twisted. I didn't jump for joy. Woo, he told me no. No, sir. I didn't like it. But it was an awesome lesson that I learned and am learning. Because his no is not a no in a hateful way. It's a no in I got something better. Did you hear that? When God tells you no, it's not because he's against you or he don't like you doing good or he's got something better for you. You can't see. That's why it said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. When he shuts a door, quit beating on it. When he shuts a door, quit looking for another way around. Boy, I am preaching to you now. I'm preaching to people that are standing in the hallway looking, beating, trying to knock a wall down. When God said, no, trust me. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Not just Sunday mornings, not just Wednesday night, not just when you need him. Give it ever. Be so trusting in the Lord that when he gives you correction, you take it. That's a follower. That's a child of God. That's a Christ-like person. Amen. The example here is, for whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth. I wouldn't give you a plug nickel for all these nuts running around here on the internet saying, man, you pray God, God will give you $10,000. I ain't never heard that. I've heard no a lot. I've heard shut up a lot. And I know y'all don't hear that. I get it, but he tells me, I can't tell you the time God said. That's correction. Man, I want to say something. Went through something about 10 years ago. Man, I want to say something. When they said I'd been married 3 times. I wanted to pull out the marriage certificate. When they said I took money, there wasn't a way I could take. I wanted to show them the checkbook that's on zero. Amen. When they said I'd done this and done that, I wanted. And you know what? Every time I went to get on Facebook, come on, let me help you. God said, don't do that. Don't do that. But I got the right. Really? You got the right? The Bible said when Jesus was reviled, he reviled not against. So who are you following? Whose example are you trying to be like? And I said that for this. If somebody gets on Facebook and just runs you up one side and down the other, delete them. Don't comment back. C.S. Lewis said, C.S. Lewis said, when two fools argue, it's hard to tell who's right. Come on now. Come on now. Think about that. If you're acting just as foolish as they are, I got a right to defend myself. Where did you read that? Come on, it's quiet in here. Man, some of y'all would be better off not having Facebook altogether. You can control your tongue, but your fingers are all... Amen. Yeah, instead of turning the other cheek, you need to turn the other fingers. Hallelujah. Boy, it got quiet again, didn't it? That's all right. I don't know. It doesn't matter. I don't know if anybody's even noticed. But this year, I have been notorious for stirring stuff. I love it. That's my nature. I just love it. And this year, 26, I have not put one thing on other than Bible, something spiritual. And not because I'm special, but because the Lord told me not to. Woo, correction. Correction. It didn't feel good. I told the Lord, it's just fun stuff. Don't do it. But Lord, you know, I put that meme on there where that kid's stirring that pot. I love that kind of stuff. And the Lord said, don't. Okay. That's what you want, Lord. That's what I'll do. Amen. Got quiet again. For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father the son in whom he delighteth. Now, boy, us parents understand this. You young people don't understand it yet. I don't believe they delight in me. He give me whoopings. That's why he delights in you. That's the same way with the Lord. The Lord, I've never yet met a man or a woman of God that really had a relationship and was doing something for God that didn't get corrected regularly. And sometimes it's valleys. Sometimes you got to walk through an area where you're not sure. You're not hearing nothing. You know what I mean? You're just dry. That's correction. Because if all you're here for is a shout, you ain't going to be with long. And there's people that have come to church here, and as soon as they walked through the door, I knew they were one of those. Man, they're good up here. But now when they get here, they may not show up. But they'll be back Sunday. They'll come back in shouting, ready, rebuking everybody. Come on. Come on. No amens? Okay, that's fine. That's no problem. Don't worry about it. Don't lie. Why? Because they're just here for the emotions. And I'm going to tell you right now, I've been a few places in my life, emotions didn't help at all. I needed to be on the rock. I had been through this enough to where I understand correction is good for me. It don't feel good at the moment, it's what Peter said, but it made a lasting mark on my life where I could grow. Amen. That's what growing is all about. You will never grow if you can't be corrected. Let me say that again because some of you didn't get it. You'll never grow in the Lord if you can't be corrected. Amen. Amen. I'm fixing to close, but let me close with this. One of the deacons at the home church where I got saved come to me the night I prayed through. And it wasn't his place. He wasn't the pastor. How dare him tell me what I can and can't do? That's why some people would have took it. I got up out of the pulpit. I got up out of the altar. I'd sat back down on the altar. He comes sit down right by me. Brother Booth Stewart, great. One of the greatest men I ever met in my life. He was sent to me. I believe that. Because he was rough, man. Most people, my wife grew up under him her whole life, and she did not like him because he was rough. He would get up and start church. This is a little insight. He'd get up and start church and say, I'll never forget, we just built this new church, big church, hold 1,200 people out in the middle of nowhere in the country. You saw it, Tom. Amen. He got up the very first Sunday and said, what is wrong with y'all? Can anybody in here park a car? Y'all have got that parking lot so jacked up, I want everybody go right back out. Go everybody back out in the parking lot. And we just got up and walked back to the parking lot. He said, I want you over there. I want y'all line up this way. If you get, don't come that far this way back. I mean, he's parked every one of us. And you know what they start saying? He's a church boss. No, that wasn't it. There was order. It needed to be order. There had to be order or you couldn't get the cars in the parking lot like it needed to be. Amen. Some of y'all would have left that day, wouldn't you? Well, you baby. Amen. But he sat down by me the night I got saved. I sat down there and he come sit down by me. When he did, I thought, ooh, this ain't good. I mean, I knew. I mean, you know, I don't know about you. Maybe y'all are different. I've tried to be better, different pastor, not better, but different pastor. I never one time had my pastor call me in the office to pat me on the back. Not one time ever. If he called me in there, I think it chewed out. That's all there was to it. Amen. And so when Brother Booth sat down, I thought, oh, man, here we go. He's going to chew me up one side and down the other. He said, Brother John, do you know I love you? And I said, yes, sir, I do. I'm still crying, snotting. I just got saved. He said, do you trust me? I said, I do. He said, then I don't want to see you on the stage. Don't play any music until I come back and tell you you can. Okay. That's what you want. That's what I want. He said, I felt like the Lord told me to come tell you. I said, okay. See, because he knew what I did was, instead of getting the altar, I'd go get up on the stage and play music. I would pass praying to go play. Let me help you. Because playing won't get you into heaven. Praying will get you into heaven. When I'm down and need help, I've been working like a dog all week long fighting the devil. I don't need to go play the guitar. I need to get in the altar to pray. And he knew that up front. He was taking away a distraction from me the first night I got saved. And it would have been easy. In fact, several of the guys that got saved around the same time I did told him, hey, you know what? You ain't the pastor. You don't get to tell me what to do. And when they'd tell him that, he'd go, okay, let me back up. Because you can't help somebody that don't want help. Come on now. But I knew him. I loved him. I trusted him. And I knew I couldn't hear from God. Not yet, but he could. So I trusted in the Lord through my deacon telling me what I need to do. Man, it was, and you know what? 6 months later, and this is, God knows my heart, I was hitting that altar, man. I was having the time of my life praying. Oh man, I was growing. God was showing me stuff. It was amazing. Amen. And not because I was saved, but it reminds me so much of some of y'all right now, especially. And I'm not saying you just got saved. I'm saying God's talking to you about different things and this and so on and so forth. And I was learning so much. 6 months later, I was sitting on the altar again, been crying. We'd had a glorious service. In fact, I'll tell you about that service sometime. It was crazy. We had a scaffolding set up and the guy crawled up it and jumped off. Anyway, it was crazy stuff. But anyway, it's just crazy. Anyway, amen. I was sitting on that altar and Brother Booth come back and sit down. He said, Brother John, do you trust me? And I thought, there we go again. Yes, sir, I trust you. He said, it's time for you to go play. I said, Brother, I'd just soon not. He said, what? Because he knew music was my life, man. I mean, listen, music was my life. I was single, and that's the easiest way to pick up girls. I'm joking. Y'all calm down. I was a musician. I just loved music. I really did. I love music. I said, Brother, if it's okay with you, I probably won't for a while. He said, that would be awesome. Because he knew in my heart I'd turned a corner. It wasn't about playing music or trying to impress people with being a one-armed bass player or singing. I'd already turned Brother Shaw down several times on singing. Because I just wanted to get right before I did anything. And you know what the Lord showed me this week? I speak as a fool. I'm nothing. Please don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying anything about that. But because of the sacrifice I made then, God has gave me an anointing to be able to sing now. And I'm nothing. It's not me. It's Him. But some of you singers know exactly what. I had somebody come up to me Sunday and say, how do you do that? How do you just sing like that every time? I don't know. I think it's because back in those days, I chose to pray. And God gave me a special anointing. It ain't got nothing to do. It's all Him. Don't get it twisted, man. It ain't got nothing to do with this vessel. Other than this vessel, I'm going to use it for God. But it's because, number one, I learned how to take correction. I'm learning how to take correction. Brother Shaw would tell me stuff. And then later in life, when he was about to lose his mind, he told me one time, he said, Brother John, you know why I was so hard on you? And I said, you didn't like me? That's what I felt like saying. He said, no, I saw something in you I didn't see anybody else. But you had to be under control. I had to be able to tell you, and you take it. Wow. Don Paul came to me years ago, and asked me about something. I said, no. And he didn't like it. He didn't like it. Because it wasn't what he wanted to hear. It wasn't what another preacher would have told him. But I was looking out for his soul. I knew he's going to be right here one day. So let me encourage you. I'm closing with this. Let me encourage you. When you're reading and you feel convicted on something, don't get mad. Don't say, well, I hope nobody finds out about it. Don't worry. God's talking to you. Do what God says do, and you can grow through that. But if you back up, you're not going to grow. You're going to go. How many times can you disobey God and stay right with Him? Come on. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And lean not until I don't understand it. Everyone stand.